Jay Piper is out at Warrnambool with South West TAFE covering Warrnambool, Portland and Hamilton. Morning to you, Joe. What changes, what cuts are you making?
Good morning to you, John, and your listeners. John, at this stage, our institute has frozen 37 courses. Now, we're using that terminology because we do believe there'll be some significant time between students and our community fully understanding the fee increases that will be required for those programs to continue.
So what are you freezing?
We've frozen predominantly in three areas, hospitality, full range of hospitality programs right through Certificate 1, right through to Diploma. So there'll be no new enrolments taken after 1st of July in those areas this year. We've also condensed our sport and recreation program. We're doing a lot of teaching out in that area. We actually have trainees embedded in schools and doing some terrific work. So that one is causing us particular concern. But we will not be taking any new programs. The funding rates for those programs, along with hospitality and business, have dropped so dramatically that it's nearly impossible to put a business plan together to enable us to go forward with those. In addition to those is retail programs and a few other programs in business that also will be put on hold. So it's 37 programs that have been frozen, and that discussion was had with our board yesterday. To date, we have made 43 positions in the Institute redundant. 15 of those, or thereabouts, were vacant. That's some consolation to our community, but they have been implemented. Those redundancies have been implemented over the last 2 to 3 weeks.
And as you revise your courses, which will see fee increases of up to 250%, that's 250% increases in fees, do you expect enrolments then to drop off and more jobs to be lost?
Yeah, well, one has to assume that, John. It's difficult to put a case that something that in here in the southwest, where you know we are in a hospitality and tourism heavy reliant area, where programs where young people or people returning to the workforce would have started their careers in hospitality, and in some cases, as you've indicated, their fees have just gone up absolutely enormously, and that's really going to put some pressure on our region for skill shortages. I have no doubt about that.
I'm going to keep moving on, and thank you. Joe Piper there from South West TAFE, Warrnambool, Portland and Hamilton.